Welcome to this Monday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, we're heading into the final stretch of the summer months, and what's on the Bentley schedule for the for this month of August?
Well, it is really hard to believe that we're in the final stretches of summer. I mean, it has come and gone, but we've got some excitement for our family. We are going to be receiving a foreign exchange student from Vietnam in just a couple of days, and she's going to live with us for 9 months. Her name is T, and it's spelled T-H-Y.
Wow.
We're excited about that. The other evening, Ann and I were listening to one of those CDs on how to teach yourself to speak a foreign language. And you know what I found out? That it is not easy to speak Vietnamese. I mean, just look at how T's name is spelled, and it gives you some idea.
Right.
How you cannot read it and just enunciate it right back. And it's hard. So we've been working on that as a family. In fact, my 10-year-old son is a lot better than I am, a lot better than anybody in the family at picking up on it. But as I went through that process, I thought, you know, it's just like any other things in life that you're trying to learn. Sometimes you just don't understand the language, mm-hmm. and you need to learn some of the phrases, some of the simple things so that you can actually begin the dialogue. And when you talk about investing, some people feel like it's a foreign language. They don't even understand the word. So you can say gross national product or 401k or international currencies or a recession. I mean, all those words don't even make sense to some people. And so today we want to introduce our listener to someone who can help simplify that process, can really impart language to them that will help understand financial terms. Sir John Templeton was one of the greatest investors of our day, and he had a unique ability to make the complex simple. He passed away just recently, and I wanted to introduce you to a guest who worked very closely with him because he learned many of those lessons from Sir John Templeton that will help all of us get better at being wise investors. So today we want to introduce you to Rusty Leonard, who is the president and founder of Stewardship Partners and the former executive vice president of Templeton Investment Council. And I'm very excited for you to meet Rusty so he can simplify for us an understanding of how to be great investors.
Well, Chuck, I'm excited to meet Rusty, but I do want to know, can you say anything in Vietnamese?
Well, I can just repeat it. How about this one? Ban nhur de now.
And that's make, manage, and fulfill?
No, that's how are you doing? How are you?
I'm doing great.
I know it doesn't sound like I said that, and I'm really hoping that T's able to understand yeah. that.
Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today's guest is Rusty Leonard. Rusty is the founder and CEO of Stewardship Partners Investment Council, a firm that's dedicated to helping Christians align their investing with their biblically based worldview. He's also the former executive vice president of Templeton Investment Council, where he was considered one of the firm's top security analysts. Rusty, welcome to Money Life.
Oh, thanks for having me. Glad to be with you.
Rusty, I wanted to talk to you today, especially because of your experience with Templeton Investment Council. As you know, Sir John Templeton passed away on July the 8th at the age of 95, and he boasted one of the longest and most successful track records on Wall Street that was truly remarkable. It was said that if you invested $100,000 with him in 1954, and all that money was reinvested into the firm, you would have had your investment grow to $55 million by 1999, which is just unbelievable. And I know you had the benefit of learning many lessons there, and I thought it would be good today just to allow you to reflect upon your experience there and the things that you learned. Tell us a little bit about what it was like working at Templeton Investment Counsel.
It was a dream come true in so many ways for me. I started out as a 19-year-old stockbroker, and as a 19-year-old stockbroker, I realized if I couldn't sell anything to anybody, I had to have something that would sell itself. So I landed upon the Templeton Funds, and shortly after discovering what a great track record the Templeton Funds had, I discovered that he had a very strong religious conviction as well. And so I was doubly attracted to the Templeton organization, and I always went up to the annual meetings and listened to everything he had to say, and just was, you know, enthralled by this man who had just tremendous wisdom in the investment world, and also, again, had something going on in the spiritual realm as well. So it was very exciting for me to be a part of that, and of course the dream did come true. The Lord worked in my life to bring me in a very, roundabout way, nothing that I could have ever orchestrated, to get the opportunity to work with Sir John and have the opportunity to work with him and at his firm for almost 11 years.
Well, Rusty, for those of who do not know who Sir John Templeton is, could you give us a brief bio and some insights into his life?
Sure. A lot of people today are familiar with Warren Buffett. He gets a lot of press. But about 15 years ago, Warren Buffett, and many years prior to that too, Warren Buffett and John Templeton were held in like equal esteem. They were the kind of the two giants of the investment world, and they both had tremendous investment track records. Templeton was best known for kind of opening up the global investment scene to U.S. investors. He was one of the first who invested overseas and was a leader in that regard. And to this day, his firm, Templeton, which is now part of the Franklin Templeton Group of Companies, is still regarded as one of the most legendary global investment management firms in the world.
Well, and I know, Rusty, that he started out investing during the Great Depression. Could you give me some insight into what actually happened that made him so prominent during that very bold time to go contrary to how everybody else was thinking?
Yeah, he was a very young man at the time. This is in 1939, and one of the great stories of his career is, of course, at the beginning of his career there. And he was a young broker on Wall Street, and he saw that war was on the horizon, and he wasn't the only one who saw that. A lot of people saw that war was on the horizon. Of course, this was towards the end of the Great Depression as well in 1939. And so he, there's a lot of fear and a lot of concern and just scary things that were going on, and he knew that the U.S. would soon likely be thrust into this global war that eventually became World War II. And so he thought, that's probably going to benefit a lot of companies that are right now on the brink. And so he actually invested $10,000 in 104 companies, basically buying 100 shares of every stock trading for less than a dollar on the New York Stock Exchange. And many of those companies were bankrupt already, but he still bought them. He didn't care. And he went ahead and bought them in any event. And he ended up by, buying at a point of what he liked to refer to as maximum pessimism, when everybody around him was fearful of the future. That was reflected in share prices. So he was able to buy some real bargains and ended up liquidating those positions, 4 years later at a 400% profit. And I think only four of the companies out of the 104 actually did go bankrupt. The other 100, prospered pretty nicely for him.
Well, Rusty, that is one of his famous axioms, is that you should invest at the point of maximum pessimism. And if I'm an investor out there and I'm feeling maximum pessimism right now, what should I use to guide me to make wise investments?
Well, the first thing is to think long term. Most people, when the tension builds and the concerns rise and the television is talking at you and alarm terms and getting everyone concerned, it's the natural reaction of human beings to focus on what's going on here now and to overweight the importance of what you're hearing in the short term. But it's really what happens in the long term, which is of much more importance. And so if you can just kind of place yourself in a different mindset and say, I'm going to think about what it's likely going to be like here in the United States of America or in the globe or in the stock market, whatever it may be, 10 years from now, and you'll look at the history of mankind and see there's been lots of up and downs and lots of points of tension, but always progress in the long run. So then when you start thinking of it in those terms, that's when you realize, like John Templeton did in 1939, this is a great time to be buying when everybody else is selling. And when everybody else is focused on the short term, if I in turn focus on the long term and see the opportunities and the prosperity that is yet to come, then I will benefit even more so than the average person. And so I'd highly recommend people to first and foremost say, you know, let me think about this in a longer term perspective. Let's not get my thoughts so constrained in the short term and the concerns that are, you know, they are very disconcerting. There's no doubt about it. But it's usually overplayed and overdone in terms of that concern. It's not as the concerns usually don't justify the high level of people just really freaking out and saying they've got to run for the hills. That's just not, generally that's not true, and it's best to keep that long-term perspective.
You know, Sir John Templeton and Warren Buffett were always on the lookout for a good bargain. And
that's
the
right.
Question is, how do you find a good bargain?
Well, generally, it does take somebody with a certain skill set to do that. Number one, even amongst professionals like myself who are CFAs and have done all the studying and understand how the markets act, understand balance sheets and income statements and corporate strategy, even most of them, it's just guaranteed that most are going to be influenced heavily by the short-term events and not be able to focus on that long-term. So it's important to find somebody who has that skill set, who has that ability to really look longer-term and to be able to, stand tall in the midst of the gunfire that's going on around them and make those choices. And I'd just like to point out that just a couple weeks ago, I know Warren Buffett did a couple of deals. So that's an indication that perhaps we're nearer a bottom than a top if Warren Buffett's out there shopping around and buying a few businesses.
So, Rusty, when we see Warren Buffett actually making a buy, maybe we know for sure we're at that right time to start looking for a bargain, right?
Well, of course, you can never know, right? But there are some indicators that are very useful that you know, we rely on to give us a guide as to whether or not we're close to that point or not.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking to Rusty Leonard, CEO of Stewardship Partners Investment Counsel, and he's sharing with us some of the lessons he learned working with Sir John Templeton. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth that'll last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking with Rusty Leonard, and we're learning some of the things that he took away from his experience of working with Sir John Templeton. Rusty, we certainly understand that Sir John Templeton had a long-term outlook that guided his investment philosophy, as well as a very stringent desire and process to find a good bargain. What were some of the other investment philosophies that guided him?
Well, I would say right off the top there that in addition to the long-term orientation, there was a bias towards being optimistic. Now, that wasn't a foolish biasness, ignoring reality, but it was just a actual studied reality. And he looked at it and he said, gosh, if you look over time, things have constantly gotten better. Progress is moving forward at a rapid rate. In fact, more rapid than it has in the past. And so that the future is brilliant and full of opportunity. And innovation just keeps bringing up new and interesting investment opportunities, and that, as an investor, you shouldn't be pessimistic. You should generally be optimistic. And then the corollary to that one is when people are pessimistic, that's when you find the greatest opportunity to take advantage of those longer-term opportunities. So he focused heavily on investor sentiment when everybody else in the investment community was concerned, highly concerned. The joke is when there's blood in the streets, that's when you're going to be buying. And that was very much the attitude of Sir John Templeton. When that great crash happened in 1987, his reaction was, let's get buying. And he knew exactly that was going to be a wonderful time to be buying when everyone else was very, very concerned and was pessimistic, because the fact is optimism prevails over the long term. And so that was one thing. The other thing is just to be disciplined, to work hard. and to put in place certain rules that will identify why and how a stock is cheap and why it is that it should attract our attention right now. In addition to the pessimism that has to be reflected in the share price so that you are sure, certain that you're getting a true bargain. And so those are some of the things that I learned there and I continue to utilize now in my career at Sturgeon Partners.
You know, Rusty, we're in one of those environments today that people are asking, what should guide me right now if I'm going to go out and invest a significant amount of money? What should be guiding them? Should they be looking at commodities or currencies? What? Give us some parameters of where they need to be looking.
Well, I would have to say that probably one of the best things to do is to be diversified, because none of us can be certain. We work real hard at Sturgeon Partners, just like Templeton did and everybody else does who's in the investment climate, but there's no perfect certainty out there. We can't know for sure what the future is going to hold, so you do want to be diversified. And so take a long-term view and remain diversified are two of the key things that you definitely want to be focused on in your investment. So don't get yourself all caught up in one particular hot thing. Like recently, of course, the hot investment has been in the energy side of the spectrum and commodities generally. But already those have turned down in value, even though oil prices are still quite high. The oil stocks have been in a downtrend for the last 6-8 weeks. Of pretty good significance, as well as some of the other commodity-oriented stocks as well. It may be that their time is over and that we now need to look to financial stocks, which are selling very close to, if not at, a point of maximum pessimism. So you need to be flexible. That's one of other Templeton's key tenets, is to be maintaining a degree of flexibility. And I can still remember him saying to us that one of his rules of thumb that he used was that if he had an investment strategy that had worked for 5 years, that was something that had generated good profits for his shareholders over the previous 5 years, he just changed it. He says time to change. Even though he didn't necessarily have a good reason for changing, he knew that after 5 years, things don't generally persist much longer than that, and it was time to look for new opportunities and to not hold on to old ones.
Well, I know, Rusty, that you left that opportunity that was such a wonderful experience for over 10 years to found your own organization because you believe that people could not only look for great investment returns, financial returns, but they could align their investments with their biblical worldview. How does that happen in your practice?
Yes, and again, this is something that Templeton inspired, and actually some of my clients that I worked with at Templeton inspired. And basically, what we do is we just say, listen, this is the Lord's money. We are just temporary stewards of it, and we want to be the best possible temporary stewards of it as we can. And so we sit back and say, what would Jesus do? Would he invest in this particular security? So if we have a stock that is a great company, but we know that it makes contributions to Planned Parenthood, we just don't think that that's a good use of our money, because when you're a shareholder, it is your money. So we steer away from companies that are involved in anything to do with abortion and anything to do with alcohol, gambling, tobacco, any kind of life issues, embryonic stem cell research, things of that nature, pornography, human rights abuses. For instance, we were the first organization, I believe, that did any kind of screening work on the Sudan and the genocide that's going on there to try to eliminate companies that might be involved in any way helping that the death and destruction that goes on in Darfur. So those are some of the many issues that we look at. We actually have 74 different screens that we're looking at now, and including ones where the poor, we try to, avoid companies that are preying on the poor as well. So things of that nature, anything that you as a Christian who believes your Bible and understands what it says would not want to be involved in. Jesus wouldn't, if he was a carpenter who had a 401k, he wouldn't have his money invested in certain things. That's what we try to do as well.
One of the questions that comes to my mind, Rusty, is, okay, if I uphold all those values and live by those principles and honor the Lord in the way I invest my money, can I expect the same good returns that everybody else is looking for?
Well, it's always hard to tell what the results will be in the future again. We can't guarantee any kind of future results, but I can tell you that in the past, that using those principles and using the principles that I learned just on the business side from Sir John Templeton, that we have gotten a very good set of returns for our clients over time. And we've been at this for over 7 years now. And, for many of the periods of which we've been investing, that there have been excellent returns. And to a certain extent, to people like you and I, Chuck, that makes a lot of sense, that, if you follow the Lord's principles, you should get good returns. If you avoid companies that are involved in sinful activities, you kind of think that they're going to suffer some kind of judgment somewhere along the way. And if you can avoid those bombs going off, you have a good chance of success.
Oh, I think that's great, Rusty. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Money Life.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being with you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. When we come back, we'll wrap up with a few closing thoughts from today's program.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and as we wrap up today's program, I want to review some of the advice that we learned from Rusty Leonard. You know, we promised that Rusty had a unique way of simplifying what sometimes seems like a very murky and overwhelming endeavor to try to be a very astute investor. But did you learn some of the same things I did? In fact, I was so refreshed to hear just how simple it really is. First of all, to find a good bargain. That just makes so much sense, but oftentimes we just don't even think about it that way because your money is actually made when you buy the stock. If you buy it really well, that's when you're being a great investor. And he said it takes a specific skill set, and you probably need a pro who has a track record that you're working with who has that kind of skill set. You know, some of the other things he shared from Sir John Templeton is that you usually get the best deal when you buy at the point of maximum pessimism. When most people are getting out, that's when you've got to have the courage to go in. And I cannot imagine buying 104 companies, publicly traded companies, in the middle of the Great Depression. But that's what he did. He went contrary to the public sentiment at that time. He was also very disciplined. And he said some interesting things that just hold very true with scriptural principles. To diversify and hold. You know, how many times have we heard that? To diversify, don't put all your eggs in one basket. The Lord said to divide your portions to 7, yes to 8, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. In other words, keep it diversified. Totally in line with God's financial principles there. He also said to be flexible, which is very interesting because even as successful as he was, every 5 years he changed his investment strategy because he said most good things don't last more than 5 years. And then Rusty added to keep your investments aligned with your biblical worldview. And what that means is that find companies that are not involved in activities that would be promoting things that are against our own principles, the things that we believe. What a great idea. And again, there's a lot of factors that go into that. Rusty reminded us that steady plotting is always the best framework to think long term. Don't get a gambling mentality when it comes to your investments. And then he reminded us also that it's the Lord who's the one who brings the increase. It would be so great if we just talked about all these wonderful principles and we could assume that if we followed those principles, that somehow our investments would all just turn north and, you know, be green and always be up and to the right. But that's not the way it works. You're taking risk. And risk means that in some cases you may lose. The bottom line is to be faithful, be a good steward, always seek wise, godly counsel, practice steady plotting, and trust God for the results.
Well, thanks, Chuck, and that is good information. Of course, today's program is one of those ones you probably want to go back and listen to again because there's lots of good information there. And you can do that by going to crown.org. Well, until next time, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.